Welcome to this less than traditional Christmas Eve service. We wanted to aim for a crowd-free Christmas Eve because of the coronavirus. We didn't know that it would wind up being just me in the sanctuary for Christmas Eve because of the pandemic. So may this service be twice a blessing for you in this plague. And as we celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, Messiah. We always have an affirmation of our faith at Daleville Christian Church that reminds us of those things we believe and that help us day to day. This one from Philippians in the second chapter, where we see a proclamation of who Jesus is and what he did for us, and gives us a reason for our celebration at Christmas when we celebrate Jesus' birth, where we read, "Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." The reading of God's Word for Christmas Eve is from Luke's Gospel. We are looking at just the portion in chapter 2 concerning the shepherds. And so that's verse 8 through 20 in chapter 2, the Gospel of Luke. "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.'" As we have said all this month at Daleville Christian Church, you may also read this: "He is Messiah the Lord." Those being the same word. The angel continued, "This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. May the Lord add his blessing to this reading of his holy word. We'd like to be in prayer, and especially at Christmas Eve, offer a Christmas prayer. Let us pray together. Light of the world, you came to us and made light in our darkness. Even as we gather to give you thanks, Lord, and celebrate the salvation you won for us and the new life you have given us, we know that much of the world is in darkness and suffers from the darkness and suffers from the coronavirus. Many may feel alone, Lord. Some feel uncared for. They may be grieving. They may be distressed or depressed. They may be the victims of violence or victims of war or victims of hate. May have had loved ones succumb to the coronavirus. Lord, we lift them all to you. Lord, you came because you saw the need for our healing. You saw our distress, and you came to save us. We lift others to you that they may know what we know now, that the Savior has come to us and for all. Let your peace and healing and blessing and love be shared by all who call upon you. May others know the great God who sent his Son, our Savior, as a baby, to live like us, to endure as we seek to endure in him, so that we may give thanks in the worship and remember the blessing we celebrate this day and this evening, praising the name of our Savior, Jesus. Great God, who has made happen the birth of our Savior Jesus to our world for our salvation, holy and blessed is your name. How wonderful are your works! We who are not worthy have received blessings from your hand, blessings we could neither earn or make happen for ourselves. How great your love is for us. You brought your light from your heavenly places into our darkness. Lord, hear our praise. Hear the angels' praise as we thank you, Lord. You know that there remains much darkness in our world. Our darkness can never put out your light, but your light is still coming into the darkness of our world. Lord, we know that we are to let your light shine in us to chase the darkness out of the corners of this world. We are tasked with carrying your light to the dark. Lord, help us so to do. And still, we have prayed for many throughout this year. Illness, trouble, pain, treatments, surgeries, joblessness, money troubles, relationship troubles. And Lord, you have heard our prayers. We could take hours this evening to proclaim what you have done. People home from the hospital, those recovered from the coronavirus. People with cancer in remission, people encouraged to take the next step in their health or their wellness, people encouraged to take the next step in their relationships, to love, to forgive, to pray for, to help those around them. Lord, you have heard and answered so many prayers. Here now we lift many names to you from our hearts, repeating many who still need you, and we pray that they draw near to you, even as we pray for them. And we pray for the trouble in our world in every corner. Lord, may all find you as we have, a very present help in time of trouble. Lord, your Son Jesus was bringing the kingdom to us. Your kingdom come, we pray. Rule in our hearts as we lift hearts to you. May indeed this day be a day of blessing to all your creatures as you have willed. The Savior reign now and forever. We pray in the name that is above every name, the name given him at his birth, the name Jesus. Amen. The theme for this year's Advent Christmas season at Daleville Christian Church has been expectation. All season we have considered expectation, anticipation, promise, and fulfillment. What has been promised us by God that we celebrate at Christmas? What do we expect? To what do we look forward at Christmas and in the coming new year? What did the people in the Christmas stories of God's Word expect? For what, if anything, were they waiting, anticipating, hoping for? Have we understood what has been promised us? Is our hope based on the Word or based on the world? There's been much for us to learn from God's Word this season of Christmas. As I prepared for this Christmas Eve service, I thought that you might like to hear some of my own preparation, that you would be interested in some questions I looked into about us, about you and me, modern Americans. I wondered if this phrase was a Midwestern phrase. The phrase is, "It will be here soon enough." I Googled that phrase. I got over 1 million pages. So that phrase is not a Midwestern phrase, but the Midwestern pages stood out for me that came up. "It will be here soon enough" was stated in reference to a basketball tournament and to snow removal, as in, "You do not want to wait. Call us today to arrange your snow removal. It will be here soon enough." That was an advertisement in Racine, Wisconsin. With regard to Christmas, I certainly remember the phrase, "I can't wait," from my own childhood growing up. Now, when I put the phrase, "I can't wait," into the search engine, I got almost 300 million pages. Apparently, there are many songs with "I can't wait" as the theme. There are Christmas songs with that phrase, "I can't wait." The pandemic produced a few "I can't wait" phrases on its own, like "I can't wait to be within 6 feet of you again," and "I can't wait until the year 2020 is over." So I typed into the Google search engine, "I can't wait for Christmas." That search brought up 2.5 million pages. By the way, the phrase "Christmas will be here soon enough" only brought up 700,000 pages, less than 1 million. So the internet is more "I can't wait for Christmas" than anything else. But that brings me to ask you all a question. Between "I can't wait for Christmas" and "Christmas will be here soon enough," where are you? Between "I can't wait for Christmas" and "Christmas will be here soon enough," where do you place yourself between those two? Do you still retain any of a child's anticipation for Christmas, even if you have been an adult for many years? Can you get excited over any gift under the tree with your name on it? Or has your doctor recommended that you should not excite yourself? Don't get overexcited. That's a funny word, isn't it? When was the last time you got overexcited? I wouldn't ask you to get overexcited, whatever that means, but I am hoping that every Christmas, as a follower of Jesus, you experience some excitement and anticipation for the celebration of the birth of the Messiah. The celebration of the coming and arrival of Jesus Messiah, who was born on earth in the Middle East somewhere around the year 6 BC, as many scholars say. Yeah, I can't explain 6 BC either. That has something to do with the calendar being 2,000 years old and being off a little. Was the Messiah born in December? Most scholars say no, but still there is some evidence that December was the month of Jesus' birth. Scholars can't decide if December 25th is even important. Does it matter if Jesus was born on December 25th? I would suggest that Jesus was born is the most important fact. That Jesus was born on earth on some day of the calendar, whenever it was, that's the most important fact. And it's important that we, the followers of Jesus, celebrate that fact, that Jesus was born. Why celebrate the fact that Jesus was born? Why is that special? Well, plenty of reasons. But I want to be brief. It's Christmas Eve, after all. Some say there are over 300 prophecies in the Old Testament that Jesus fulfilled. I have read there are some scholars who think Jesus fulfilled some prophecies we haven't even noticed. But I'm not going to go into that list tonight. Let's summarize it this way. God had a plan. God told us that God had a plan through the prophets of the living God. God promised that plan, and God made good on his promises. Or we could say that God made good on all of God's promises concerning you and me and Jesus, Jesus Messiah. Don't you want to celebrate that? Isn't that kind of amazing? Aren't those facts more than amazing and wonderful? I mentioned earlier this month that if you didn't know or remember that Jesus' birth is all about God making good on God's promises to you and me, if you don't get that, you might think that Christmas celebrates motherhood or childbirth or family. You might consider Christmas another kind of baby shower with all the gifts. But then you would be missing the whole point. And if that's all Christmas is to you, then yes, Christmas will get here soon enough. But it wasn't just any baby born. It was Jesus of Nazareth, the one Christians say was Messiah, the anointed one of God. But why a baby? Well, Jesus was God's anointed, but how about the title Son of God? How about the great I Am, born? Jesus was the Lord God Almighty. Jesus said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Born like you and me, messy, kind of dangerous. Born to commoners, faithful commoners, but Jesus was born to commoners. In order to get to us, God would take the human route. The human route, not leaving any of the human journey out. Born, Jesus would have to grow. Jesus would have to learn, even if he was Son of God. And Jesus would have to experience the worst of human experiences: betrayal, abandonment, torture, abuse, and death. A horrible death, a death designed by the Romans to be horrible. His crucifixion. Crucifixion designed to deter any other criminals. We don't want to think about that at Christmas, I know. But it's a part of the depth of God's love for us. God was never going to stay up in heaven somewhere. God was coming to you and me in the Middle East, in Judea, in Bethlehem, and there be found hanging out with other creatures of his creation, sheep, probably a donkey, maybe a cow, and there's no reason there wouldn't be a few goats there at the same manger, too. Most of us, be honest, we would take the easy way out, you know, if we were God. But the God we worship didn't take the easy way out. God went the human route all the way. God would come to meet us where we live, the way we live, so that we would say yes to a relationship with the living God, a personal relationship. God came to meet us right here so that we could receive all those promises. God's love. God so loved the world that God gave. God so loved you and me that God gave God's Son, Jesus. So that if you and I will trust God through Jesus, if you will live by faith, you'll live with God. Live with God now and live with God forever. God came in Jesus to take down any and all barriers you and I have to a relationship with our God. all the barriers, everything that we would put up to separate us from God. God came to take that down so God could be with us forever. You and I only need to say yes to this Jesus Messiah who has come to you and come for you. That is what we Christians celebrate at Christmas. Do you want to tell me that you can still wait to celebrate that? Can you put off your celebration until a later date? Why would you want to do that? Like I told you before, when I'm offered a holiday, I take it. We're not celebrating childbirth here. We're not celebrating family. Christmas is not another baby shower with all the gifts. Christmas is really a celebration of one gift. God's gift to you. God's gift for you. A relationship with God Himself. Through this child born, His Son, Jesus, Messiah, the Anointed One of God. Celebrate. Amen.